You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Trav, I got to give a quick shout-out here. I know it's college basketball. I know March Madness is a little bit all over the place. I know the product is not exactly...
Not a ton of great upsets so far.
No.
Not a ton of buzzer beaters.
They had one yesterday to tie a game. Houston and who was that? Texas A&M. Tech,
Texas
I think.
Texas A&M, oh my God.
A&M. Yeah.
I worked that game. It was insane.
But I will say that very proud of SDSU, man. It means a lot to the city of San Diego. There isn't that much right now, so... Two Sweet 16 berths. I know last year they make it to the national championship. They had a path that was wide open for them, but that's kind of sometimes what you need. It's kind of crazy. Last year was the same exact thing. They had UAB this year, the number 12, and then they got 13 in Yale. All right, so you got to handle business. They were a 5 seed. Last year, the exact same. They were 5 seed. Beat their first game, and then it was the upset. Virginia lost to... it was the whoever that was. You know what I'm talking about.
Furman.
Yeah, that's who it was. So they got a 13 again. So kind of got to avoid some teams back in the Sweet 16.
Who do they play next?
This is a tough one. They got it's Connecticut.
Oh,
so it's UConn again.
A little rematch of the finals from a year ago.
I know. Best number one overall seed. So it's going to be UConn. And you know what? It's in freaking Boston.
You gonna go?
No, I can't.
Is it, they play Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
You should go. Yeah.
You should go.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I can't make it happen.
Did you look
we'll
into it?
Go. I did. I was trying.
Because you kind of throw together a little sneaky travel plan on the
and
download.
I've done that before. I was trying to do.
I got faith in you, man.
I was trying to do Spokane for yesterday's game. I just couldn't make it happen. Like,
they played in the middle of the night.
Well, and you and I, you and I talked about it that if it was in a, if it was like Seattle. Okay, it's easy. Flights are coming. Like, I could go and I could come back in the same day. I can make that happen. Spokane had basically like two flights. They're like, 10 a.m. on Monday is when you fly out. There was nothing to come back, so it was a little bit more difficult. So, shout out to Astros. I'm excited about it.
What are your feelings about the number one matchup? You got a chance? I don't know anything. Take me through it.
They're the best school in the country.
1-5, 1-10, 1-100?
I think 1-5.
1-5?
I think 1-5.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, I think 1-5. They're the best school in the country, but all you got to do is play one good game. The only thing that, you know, how are you supposed to control this? SDSU is not a good three-point shooting team. Like 300th in the country. They play defense. That's
what they do. Are there 300 teams?
I think there's 360, something like that.
Are there really?
In one of the stats I was looking up yesterday, or one of the articles I was reading yesterday, shot 50% from three. So basically, they need to have like a perfect game against Connecticut.
Well, they were up
they're going to have
30
it.
Points 10 minutes into the game, it felt like. Yeah. Go figure.
By the
same
way, for every sport, you know, the last thing that you want is you want these complete blowouts. When it's your team, I'm sitting back there. I'm like, this is great. up
nice
27, like it happens.
Hey, you never know, right? They had that. Who did they play in the opening round? UAB. That was close right down to the end.
UAB almost took them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just, who knows anything? 351, Laura?
351.
351 Division I basketball schools.
351.
Let them all in.
I mean, I feel like they do. Like it's so not, many teams.
Well, you'd only have to double it twice to get there. You wouldn't even know because you're
weren't you telling me last week they're already looking to expand it, right?
Yeah, they're looking to get more of the major conference mid-tier qualifiers in.
In. Yep.
And fewer of the Yales out, right? Mm-hmm. Although Yale won a game, so what are you going to do? Don't forget, you want to listen all week to the Trav and Slee Show and Mason and On for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see a huge fight night action on April 4th at the Hangar in Costa Mesa, and you will qualify to win the Tequila Mandala Fight Experience, which includes ringside tickets, Tequila Mandala bottle service, and more. Fight Club OC happening April 4th. Get your tickets at SoCalFights.com and use the promo code ESPNLA for $15 off. I know I've asked you this before, but yeah. Honestly, I don't remember. Have you ever seen a fight in person, like in a building, like boxing?
Never seen boxing.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Man, you have some of the best stories I've heard you tell is that sporting event.
There's nothing like it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be for the heavyweight championship of the world. It doesn't have to be, you know, a championship fight to have the electricity that when you go in there and two guys are going to get into a very small space and try to hurt each other, it's crazy. And the energy in those places is just
and
awesome.
And the era that you would go to. That's
literally
the cream of the crop.
We saw Tyson and Holyfield and Riddick Bowe.
Lennox Lewis
and Julio Cesar Chavez and Pernell Whitaker, Oscar De La Hoya, Fernando Vargas. We saw all of it. It was awesome. And I was a pretty big boxing
Jake
fan
Paul.
Then. Listen, never got the opportunity to
see
Ali and Paul, the two guys I missed. Those are the two I never had the pleasure of seeing the two greats
that might
of
be
our
the best quote you've ever said to me. Ali and Paul. Those are the two I just missed.
Oh, man. He's gonna fight Tyson.
Yeah, he's gonna fight Tyson.
That seems look, I've seen Mike
I
Tyson.
Money,
Mike.
But it's okay. First of all, Mike Tyson is probably closing in on 60.
Yeah, but I still want to see it because I feel like he's going to beat up.
I don't want to see it. I don't care for it at all unless Tyson just demolishes him.
I would be all over this if I thought Mike Tyson was going to train like he was getting ready to fight Michael Spinks for the first time. Mm-hmm. If he was going in there with that kind of attitude, then I would see if this is going to be something far, far different. Do you think the Lakers will win the championship in 5 or 6 games if they give up 46 points a quarter? Because that apparently is their new strategy. They beat Indiana last night 150 to 145 in regulation. Mm-hmm. I feel like that needs to be pointed out when there's nearly 300 points scored, 295 points scored in an NBA game. You said it a week or so ago, Al. They clearly have basically just said, we're not even going to try to play defense anymore. We're just going to hope to score a few more, and at least for a night it worked.
Yeah, it's by default, right? A, they don't have a team that focuses on the defensive side. B, they changed their starters to where it's basically all offense. And C, their specialists haven't been around. And I'm talking about Vando, Cam, you could say a little bit as well, even though he just came back. So now their strategy is just go try to score as many points as possible. And I think you know this more than anybody else. If you told me tomorrow, I'll use the Dodgers as an example. The Dodgers, it's great that they can score, that they have a lineup that's so ridiculous and it looks like they can have, you know, they can score 6 runs a game and that could happen. But if I told you, do you want Glavin, Maddox and Smoltz, or do you want bats? I think you're going to take the pitchers, right? And I just look at this Lakers team right now. At some point, you're going to have to get stops. And if you can't do it because it's the Indiana Pacers and they're the best offensive team in the NBA, that's fine. But you're going to run into plenty of games where that offense isn't going to be clicking or guys aren't hitting. It's not ideal, but this is kind of what they've built for themselves.
It was insane to watch.
Insane. Stupid.
It felt almost all-star gamey. You know what I mean? Where there's just so much offense
and
so little
defense.
I was getting just bizarre that, like, wait, this is a regular season NBA game? And I guess it really, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but it really doesn't matter because they're not going to win a title. We've played, 7/8 of the season. How many games are left? 12? 11?
You got 11 left.
11 left.
8 of them on the road.
Okay, you got 11 games left. They're in 9th place. They've basically been in 9th place all season long. They're a 9th place team, and they're running out there, and they're scoring 150. They're giving up, and it's going to be a 9th place team playing against a 10th place team. Maybe it's Houston. Maybe it's Golden State. Who knows? I think they'll probably win that matchup. Then you got a chance to go win another game against the loser of the 7-8. And then if you win that, then you get – but there is no – hey, you know, that was a pretty good run. Not like this. If this was AD and LeBron playing at a high level, and you know what? When they lock down, they're holding teams 104, 105. Okay, maybe squint. You can do it. But this is just go run out there and do as much as you can, as long as you can. But the end of this is very near when you're giving up points.
Somebody
like this.
Just
doesn't work.
Somebody brought this up, and we could do a coming back. But it's interesting that what do you think their records? They've played 22 games, 22 games? I think 22 games since February 1st, okay? I'm going to give you their record, and then we can talk about it coming back, that even though we know their record, and even though that record is good for the NBA, how we feel about it. They're 15-7 over their last 22 since February 1st. We'll talk about that coming up next. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Wow.
Attaboy, Cody. Good job. Good job. You an Islands in the Stream fan, Slee?
Same music I was listening to driving in.
There you go.
One another.
I like that.
It's a pretty song. Huh. It's a very pretty song.
Ba, ba,
Cody
ba,
Lou?
Ba,
ba. Kenny Rogers fan?
Always.
Yeah. Does Chuck like it?
Oh, Chuck loves
There's
Kenny
so much
Rogers.
Chuck in it. It chills Chuck out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chuck's always on the island.
Chuck's
on
the
this.
Python. Cody's Python.
Hey, I can't imagine that there's anybody, not a soul, that wants to see us, that didn't see us on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. But just in the event that you had a work conflict, you couldn't do it. Or if you were at all three and you're looking to make it four in a row. We got another one coming up. The Trav and Slee Show and Mason and Ireland coming up this Thursday for our annual MLB opening day party and live broadcast at Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. A special thank you to Corona Extra for making it possible. Corona Extra, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina. Find the fine life. We'll see you Thursday at Clearman's Galley, 7215 Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel. That's the boat, Slee. That's the place that I used to go as a little kid after Little League games. We used to go hang out over there and watch TV and play video games and have cheese bread and red cabbage.
We got every part of L.A. basically covered.
Just
right?
about.
Yeah, we do.
Did Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Took care of Anaheim.
Yep.
Took care of Fountain Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll be in
San Gabriel.
San
baby.
Gabriel.
Right by my old stomping grounds of Arcadia. Go Apaches.
Yep.
Right down the street from your place.
Temple City. You drive by the high school and just kind of shed a tear. And then.
Well, I might get out and pose next to the All-CIA. They have this plaque, Slee, that's by the baseball field there where they put all the people that are all CIF, they put them all in this one plaque. And if you go to the 1989 era, you might see a name that looks familiar to you. Or you could go into the office at Arcadia High, and they also have them all up on the office in there, too. You could see it right there.
Can I go back to you driving by? Will you shed a tear? And then I'll send you a text. I'm like, hey, where are you, bro? The broadcast is about to start.
Glory Days tour.
Aww.
Glory Days tour for sure. Yeah, so we're going to be out there. You know what happened at the Clearman's last opening day?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had our trial of the century.
Wait, was that? That was
yeah.
maybe that, that might have been two
ago.
Opening
I
days
two
ago.
Yeah,
so it was two opening days ago. You know what else happened that day?
Mace.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to leave that up to Mace.
Hard to the hoop.
Who wants to do
Mace
that?
Went
that was not great.
Yeah, not I mean, great. Come on. That's what we remember. We all remember that. Yeah.
It was also the first time that I chugged against somebody on social media.
We haven't talked about that. Yeah.
So that took when Greg comes up to me and says, "Oh, I can beat you." I'm like, "Yeah, sure you can. Mm-hmm. No, you can't. I've seen you. I know you. Not in your not on your best day against my worst day are you beating
he
me.
He walked around like he was the 98 Bulls.
It was. I was not worried about him. I was not worried about most of our listeners, quite frankly, because whenever you want it, like, and I get a look at you, I can tell for the most part. DeAndre wanted some. I'm like, fine, whatever. Yep. Not really worried about that.
DeAndre Andy Kamenetsky was like a play-in tournament team.
Not so much. Mm-hmm. On Friday at Pizza Hut in Anaheim.
Uh-oh, what a miss.
Do you have any idea what happened?
No.
Okay, this is perfect. Perfect.
So, Casey, the guy who gave me the shirt with my Arcadia Apache self on it, comes up to me and says, hey, my buddy wants to give you a go. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where is he? He points to this guy over there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know about this.
probably about 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
Probably about 275.
Solid. 275.
Like,
solid.
There's a difference between 275 and a solid.
Not an unmade bed 275.
A description of 275 solid means.
Solid muscle.
Aaron Donald 275.
He's a big dude.
Strong.
Yeah.
Had a big green t-shirt that said, I Shamrock beer.
Oh, Travis. So that declined.
So, no. Right out the gate here. So just, I like the way that you're describing this because this is.
Sweating.
This is you. Travis kind of describing the environment. If the first thing that you say is, well, where is the guy? And then you're looking at a guy that's 6'4", 275, solid, and has a shirt that says, I Shamrock Beer.
And it wasn't just...
Now all of a sudden he's getting into your head.
And it wasn't just that he's big and strong, which he was. I could tell he had done this before. This is not
he
a
was
man.
Ready for you.
This was a guy who had been putting in the work to get ready for this moment.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's one piece that we're missing out that I think is as important as any piece of this story. Do you know who's sitting next to this 6'4", 275 pound guy?
No.
His son.
3 years old, maybe?
Three or four.
Three or 4 years old?
Okay.
Like, it was almost like
Nolan.
On top of everything.
Nolan was the little boy.
On top of everything, it was also, I felt like, a father moment of like, son,
I got something to
teach you today.
We not losing today.
He's fighting
so
for his family.
The show ends, and we're kind of, Slee and I are kind of milling about. We're talking with some people, and the Casey goes, okay, you ready to do this? I'm like, yeah, sure. So there's two pints on the on the table outside.
I think he got set up.
And I pick it up and I kind of smell the beer and I realize first problem of the day.
Okay.
Second problem. First problem was seeing this guy because I knew I was in trouble.
You were psyched out.
First
already.
Problem of the day is there's an IPA in this glass. This is that's not the choice
you need like a
for that.
Light, yeah,
you need a Coors Light, Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, you need something
like that. Maybe a Corona.
Okay.
Right?
Wait,
something a little
now, did you
little
get a
bit
chance
lighter.
To smell his beer.
I didn't, but I know this guy was not corking his bat. I'm not worried about
him. It's not him. Worry about everybody else.
Hmm. So we start, and 1, 2, 3, go. And I tip, and my first gulp, right, kind of backs up on me a little bit. So I do a little teeny hiccup, like, little one of these. And it was like a fall. It's like stumbling out of the starting block. Yeah. He destroyed me. It wasn't even close. With a lighter beer, without a hiccup, I lose to that guy 9 out of 10 times. Mm-hmm. He was that fast. It wasn't close.
Mm-hmm.
And
class.
All hail the new king because
destroyed
me.
What if, let's just hypothetically think about this, it's the new you. You haven't really drank. You've been healthier. You've been putting other things in your body. So maybe your body was just like, not today. I think that might be a thing there. I don't think that, you know.
I'm going with that.
I got this one. Yeah. Let me answer this one. Let me answer this one.
Yes.
I got it.
I'm just saying.
Travis's perspective is, you know, he's in the hunt. I was a spectator. I basically paid $8 to come in and watch.
All right.
And I was behind both of them. And right when I kind of started seeing what was happening, I'm like, oh, okay, they're about to chug right now. From my perspective, and it's almost like you have to go back in your worst shape. Not you have to get into the best shape. You got to get in like the worst shape where this is what you become doing
this
again.
Is what I'm good
you're
at.
Drinking a lot of beers. Yeah. You're doing all that. This was a ringer. Like the other
he's faster than me.
He was a ringer. I've never seen somebody drink a beer that fast. And even if you said do a light beer, this, that, you might catch him one of these times. But for the most part, this is basically This is the Ted Williams of beer chugging.
He was faster than me, full stop, but I'm going with Laura Story.
Yeah, I'm just saying, listen, I'm not taking away from his win, okay? I'm not taking away from his win. I'm not going to do that. But I also got to give Travis the benefit of the doubt.
This guy was all about it. Then he ate the glass. He was fast.
Okay,
the best part
is when I was driving
the
off.
The good news is, though, Slee, now at the Mandy's and these other things, I don't have to do it anymore. You got to go find this guy. Yeah, I'm not the champ anymore.
When I was driving off, I'm leaving Pizza Hut in Anaheim, and he kind of is walking basically just in front of me and kind of going to the side where he's going to be on the sidewalk, and he's going to go walk to wherever he is with his kid in his car. And there he was just like holding his kid's hand, 3-year-old, walking. And if nobody saw them, the last thing you would have thought is this guy just had a beer chugging contest.
And won convincingly. Yeah. Won convincingly. Congratulations. All hail the new king.
New king.
I'm out. I'm officially retired until Thursday. And then we'll
Thursday's
see.
Back.
We'll see. Well, Salvador, the taco guy, may have opened things up for me again. I may be starting
the
phase
flood
three. This is your redemption. This is your comeback tour.
You know, like a Rocky, you know, like he runs through the
this
snow.
This is Rocky 3. You're in Rocky 3 right now.
And all I'm doing is just stuffing tacos and slugging beers down my
I need
gullet.
More wings.
Slee's going to be your Apollo Creed.
I need more wings.
That's funny.
Yeah, Slee, you can rub my shoulders and keep putting more wings in front
there
of me.
There is no tomorrow. Yeah.
This man can hurt you permanent. You think that you're gonna, you know how Creed hurt you? This guy will kill you permanent. Love Mickey. Mickey was the best. Factor Cap coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
What's
Laura.
Up,
is that how
Laura?
It goes? Yeah, right.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Really good, though.
Hi, guys. All right. So,
anybody hear from her, by the way? Em?
Why would you? She's in Hawaii.
I know, but
we talked for 2 hours yesterday.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little random. I got one very beautiful picture of a sunset.
It's awesome.
And that's all I got.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, then you got more than I did.
I tried to throw in
a sunset.
Did you hear about Kate Middleton? And then just crickets coming Nothing. Back.
Oh, man. That story is crazy.
I know.
What a girl.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
Everybody was speculating that she was, you know.
Sad.
And she's sick.
Yeah, she's sick. What do you got?
All right. So Magic Johnson said this basketball star, a.k.a. Lisa Leslie, should be the next person to be honored with the statue outside of Crypto.com Arena. So, guys, Factor Cap that Lisa Leslie should be the next person to have a statue at Crypto.com Arena.
Al?
I got no problem with that at all. Lisa Leslie, if I'm correct, too, is from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Won a world championship twice in the WNBA. Is a Hall of Famer. Represents, obviously, the WNBA, something that does not have representation outside of Crypto.com, even though all the games are played there. I'd have a difficult time arguing that, to be honest with you. I think it'd be a great representation. I think it'd be a smart representation. And it's not like she's not considered one of the greatest WNBA players to ever play the game.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Player to ever play.
I don't know a lot about the WNBA. I did not know it's been around for as long as it has been.
Yeah,
it's been
over
27 or 8 years.
I think that's
it's been
when
a long
they came
time.
In and it was 8 teams and then it just expanded
from
there.
Yeah, and I knew she was local. I knew she went to SC. I knew that she was a great player. It checks every box. The games took place over there. You know what I mean? It's like, sure. When you lay out all the case for it, it's like, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already. I would throw this in there, and I know that they're leaving, but the Sparks having a statue before the Clippers would be very funny to me.
I would love for her to have it. Cody, what do you think?
Fact for sure. I think Lisa, I mean, growing up in a household where my sister and my dad both watched the WNBA, they always talked about Lisa Leslie. You watch ABC 7. She was on with Rob and Michael Cooper. So Lisa Leslie was definitely around the household. Sparks legend, basketball legend, no doubt.
And having a female with her own statue? Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think that in itself
honestly,
is...
Honestly, yep. Yeah. It hasn't happened. Like, when you laid it all out, I'm like, yeah, how has this not happened yet?
And she has,
it seems like it's way overdue.
And she has a ridiculous, ridiculous resume on top of everything else.
I think she's one of those people that scored 100 points in a high school game. I think she did. I'd have to go back and look at that, but I'm fairly certain that that's right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, Cheryl Miller or her. But I think it might be Lisa
Leslie. Cheryl Miller might be the greatest women's player
ever. No, I
was
saying, I think that who scored the 100? I think it is Lisa Leslie.
I think it is.
Right.
And Cheryl Miller's amazing, but Cheryl Miller didn't play here, right? Yeah. Cheryl Miller played in the sports arena.
But still, I mean, just whoever, but having her and like from LA would be
very
great.
Cool.
It was 101 points in one half.
In a half?
Yeah.
Would she twist her ankle?
We'll be talking about what happened in the second half.
She's like, I'm tired, guys. I did my job.
Box and one in the second half.
I did my job. All right,
she
next
couldn't question. Find her shot.
All right, so I have a thing. When you come over to my apartment, I would prefer for people to take off their shoes.
Okay.
It's just my own thing, right? By the door. One of my friends came over.
Chad's not coming over.
One of my friends came over and mentioned that I shouldn't expect people to take off their shoes because it's very invasive. That's a key word that just stuck out to me. Invasive. Hmm. So factor cap, guys, is it really invasive for me to ask someone to take off their shoes?
Absolutely not. That's cap. Because here's the thing. I wear my shoes basically all day until I go to bed. Right? Like, I take my shoes off before I get ready to call it a night. Mm-hmm. That's when I take my shoes off for the day. But if I'm coming to your home and you would like me to take my shoes off, it's your home. You get to make the rules in your home.
Yeah.
I will take my shoes off and do it happily. It's your place. You get to make the rules. If you come to my house and you don't wear shoes in your house and you want to take yours off in my house, that's fine too. But I don't care if you walk around in your shoes because I walk around in my shoes. But right. It's your place, your rules.
What about you, Alan?
Yeah, I lean cap on this. You can make your own rules. Now, I should follow your rules.
Are you?
I'd prefer to keep my shoes on. However, it's not my house. You know, if I'm at home and if I prefer to walk around in boxers, well, I shouldn't walk around in boxers when I go to a guest house.
But if you're hosting, it's your house, you could do your boxer
I
show.
I guess I don't think anybody's going to come over.
Sleep.
I don't think anybody's staying. I don't think anybody's staying.
Are you a boxers around the house guy?
No, I'm not.
I was going to say that would have surprised me.
I'm not. The only thing that I'll throw in there is if you came to my house and everyone has their shoes on and you took your shoes off.
They gonna look at me weird?
Would it feel weird or no? It'd probably feel a little weird, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That would be if everybody at the house has shoes on and you're walking around in your socks at someone else's house. That's weird.
That is weird.
I wouldn't care if it were my house, but it would be weird.
That would be more okay than everyone's in socks and you're wearing shoes.
Yes.
So.
What about you, Cody?
Growing up in an Asian household, you always had to take off your shoes. Like, no matter, like, you go to your aunts, your uncles, it doesn't matter. You take off your shoes. So, like, to me, like, if you don't take off your shoes, and, like, growing up now, like, being around, like, learning different cultures and everything, it's like, yeah, take off your shoes or whatever. But for me, cap, you got to take off your shoes.
Is it a cultural thing? Is it a cleanliness thing? What is it?
It's a cleanliness thing.
Okay.
It's like you're bringing dirt inside the house. There's a lot of, like, things to it. Yeah, there's a lot of
things. And for me, it started at my last apartment. It was all carpet. The only two places I didn't have carpet was my kitchen and my restroom. So for me, it was like, oh, I don't want to deal with cleaning this thing. So I just made everybody take off their shoes.
Makes sense.
Somebody on the chat said, get the booties. You know, like the blue surgical booties.
Going to surgery?
And I was like, I feel like
scrub
that's
in.
Weird.
Come in with your wash to the elbows and snap on some latex gloves.
If you come to my place, I line up 9 toothbrushes. Everybody has to brush their teeth.
That's weird.
All right, so here's another one. So the Mets have a rainbow cookie egg roll as a new food item.
Rainbow cookie egg roll. Okay.
Yeah. So it says a rainbow cookie, raspberry jam, and chocolate syrup rolled into an egg roll wrapper.
My mind is just trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
It's
here.
So crazy, but a lot of people are just saying that they would not try it. Did you guys Google it?
No, yeah.
That they would not try it. So I want to know, factor cap, would you guys try this rainbow cookie egg roll?
Well, after I ate what I ate yesterday, there's not too many things I wouldn't eat at the moment. But that does not look appetizing to me. That looks really sweet and just not at all what I'm typically after. Would I try a bite? Yeah, I'd try a bite of it. But if that thing, I'm trying to see if I can figure out what it costs. But if that's one of those things that's like expensive and goofy, I'm out on that.
Okay, I'm definitely trying it. And I'll tell you why I'm trying it. Because it's actually not that crazy. When you say egg roll, you can imagine where my mind is going.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm grabbing... I don't want sweet and savory mixed together. I'm not doing that. When I look at this, it's literally just the shell of an egg roll,
yeah.
Which is not that uncommon to use in pastries and things along those lines. That actually looks pretty good. Let me get a cup of coffee. I'm in.
I don't know.
Coffee at the baseball game?
As in more of like a pastry. Like a pastry. Yeah, they're not going to sell coffee at a baseball game.
They'd sell it, but though I think it's for profiling purposes.
Do they sell coffee at Dodger Stadium?
Do they? Yeah. No.
I don't think they
what?
Do.
What?
I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah, it's there. I know? My mom would get it.
Is it like iced coffee?
It's like
coffee.
A piping hot. Yeah, I feel like I've seen
okay,
that.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Let me tell you.
I'm mind blown right now.
I would go get a coffee.
It's there.
I would go get a coffee.
What says baseball in July more than a hot cup of Folgers?
What says Indian food like the AFC Championship? Do you know what you're talking about?
Fits for you.
Seriously, this is great. Okay. Okay, can I do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we talked about this actually last week, and we were talking about the intimacy band that was placed in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and that it was lifted for the 2024 Paris Olympics, right? And I think I mentioned to you guys that they were stocking the Olympic Village with 300,000 condoms. Mm-hmm. Now, all of that is something I read and we talked about, but a lot of the comments that I read with this story was that a lot of the staff, the broadcasters, the athletes, the pretty much everything that encompasses with the Olympics are hooking up.
Yep.
So factor cap, everybody, even the broadcasters, married and non-married, are hooking up at the Olympics.
Well, I'm going to say fact. I have no idea about anybody's marital status and how that affects their thing. But here's what it is. You're taking people from around the world, putting them in a very closed environment for a couple of weeks. There's alcohol. Keep in mind, the slimmest group of people are actually competing for medals. Most of these people over there are just, this is the experience of a lifetime. They're going over there to get after it for 2.5 weeks, to hang out in the village, to go do all of this. Media from all these other places are coming into that. Everybody's in a good mood. Everybody is away from home. The rules don't really apply. So yes, times 1,000.
Oh. Alan?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if this has always been a story around the Olympics, if the fact that they were trying to ban it at, you know, one point, and now that they're encouraging it, here's 300,000 condoms to promote safe sex practices, yeah, then it's definitely happening, right?
Like,
this is not happening just for a storyline. This is happening because
it's happening.
You have the most,
this is not new.
You have the most fit people literally in the world that are on, you know, gosh knows what substances and everything else. And I'm not talking about legal substances, but just, yeah,
alcohol,
I'm sure there's plenty of time that they want to expose other things.
So I guess you guys both have worked in this business and around, you know, the leagues and stuff. How is it different when you go to like the NBA championship, you know, finals or like a World Series?
Because
like,
people come back through those cities again. And you go back to those cities again. You're not going back to Rio or Tokyo or Melbourne or Athens or, you know what I mean? They're on the other side of the world.
So you don't think it happens as much during those
runs? Oh, I'm sure. No. This is, and again, everybody's, the events that you're talking about, Laura, these are American events for the most part, covered by American media with American athletes, mostly.
So people are going to know if you did something?
It's a smaller circle. That when you bring in media from every country in the world, athletes from every country in the world, and the next time you're all going to be in the same place is on the other side of the world 4 years from now, different rules. You're willing to cut yourself a little bit more slack in that environment.
And I guess, I'm not married, right? Like, well, I think Travis is the only one that's married here, but if you're across the world, it's less likely someone's going to find out than if you're here.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the reason most people don't cheat. It's not that you're not going to get caught. It's that you don't want to.
Because you know what comes because back to you? Yeah. You know what comes back with you when you come back?
Yeah.
Your own psyche, your own head, your own guilt, your
if
own
if the only reason you're not
karma.
Cheating is for fear of getting caught, then you're going to cheat eventually anyway.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Cody, what do you think?
No, what are you saying, Laura?
I'm not trying to cheat, okay? I'm very happy. I'm just saying, like, I just wanted to know the difference because, you know, like, for example, I'm working the March Madness thing, right? Yeah. And these people are stuck there for weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how much different can it be? You know what I mean? Like, you're there for weeks. I don't know.
Code?
Just saying.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I feel like you guys just said, like, I feel like it's the fact that you realize that you're not going to see these people pretty much like ever again. I feel like you're like fighting the urge like to cheat on.
Fighting
so I feel
the urge.
Like, I feel like it's just like, you know.
But keep in mind, for the vast majority of people, it's not cheating. It's just we're just hooking up.
Exactly.
That is cheating.
No. Oh. I'm going to say if you're not in a relationship.
Oh, like relax, Laura.
If you run the 100 meters for Bulgaria and you're unattached and you meet somebody that's running the high hurdles from, I don't know, Paraguay, and you meet each other's gaze across the room, let's go.
I'm just saying, I thought you said that just hooking up wasn't cheating.
No, no.
Whoa,
no,
that's
no,
opening
no,
another no, no. kind of warm.
Your definition is interesting.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Right. You mentioned the Lakers have played 22 games. They're winning a whole bunch of games. It sure doesn't feel like it. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So I hit the fruit a few minutes ago. Al's hitting it right now. Laura, I see a little piece of bagel and some fruit on your plate as well.
Yeah, it's so good.
Cody's fasting.
I was going to say, Cody's staying strong.
No, Cody's fasting.
Can't eat during the show.
No?
I don't want to mess with the stomach.
No, fruit.
You got sensitive stomach?
Fruit, you're okay. There's fruit other okay. stuff that that's over fruit. That sometimes comes in that...
Get a French dip.
Okay.
Something to settle the constitution.
If there were tacos here, I'd be all up in that.
Taco guy, Slee.
I have a question.
So
for
he puts
you guys.
Those. Oh, I'm sorry, Laura. He puts those onions on that little grill thing, and 5 minutes after they hit there, it's like, we almost ready.
Oh,
let's go. Then the meats go down. We had three types of meat. We had chicken. We had asada. We had carnitas.
Carnitas.
Oh.
That's good. Sorry, okay, I got
so
excited.
What happens,
so good.
What happens later today? You go back. Let's just talk through it. Let's walk through this, okay? It's a Monday. It's the beginning of the week. You got, you know, it doesn't get dark now until 7:30.
Yeah.
You're doing your steps like you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's in the refrigerator. Yeah, you could have three tacos.
Okay.
You're good with three tacos.
Well, I'm not. But
I have a suggestion.
I want to show you guys something here. So, you know, I've been doing my thing, right? And I've been, like a lot of people, keeping track of my steps and all that stuff on my phone. Okay? Mm-hmm. I want you at the top here, Slee, are the rings that, you know, you close your rings when you do the right. This was last week. Every ring closed.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay? Yep. Every ring closed.
Oh, that is good.
Week before that. Five of my seven rings closed, and it's actually six because I forgot my phone one day and I didn't get to close it.
Tell yourself that lie.
Week before that, six out of seven. I've been doing really well.
Yep.
There's not a world that exists where I go home and bury my face in tacos and then get up and start walking again. It's like a tranquilizer. I just can't do it.
Why don't you get lettuce wrap tacos?
No.
With chicken?
No.
Even close.
Why not?
Because it's not the same.
Not the same.
I mean, it's not, but you still have tacos and, you know, you still have the protein.
I would
it's
do
not
this. I would do this.
Or get a
I
salad.
Would. I would get, just put like a lot of protein with every taco. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got your two tortillas that are sitting there.
No, that's a lot already.
I prefer one. The problem is it's just all going to fall through. So you gotta have two.
Gotta double hull it. It's like an oil tanker. There's a reason they wrap those things in two
have
holes.
That thing just so it all kind of stays together. Just put a lot of protein, beans
Guys,
and rice.
These are all very good, useful suggestions.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Forget the suggestions. What's going to happen?
It's either nothing or I do what I did yesterday all over again. Those are the only two options.
Can I put my money on one of them?
I think nothing is more likely than the other. I think I'm going to be all right, but I don't know. If somebody's cooking something when I come through that front door.
You can do nothing?
Yeah.
I can't do nothing.
I can't do nothing either. If I know it's in there and it's good and delicious, like I need a little bit.
You know what the worst thing is?
I can do nothing.
I'll tell you what by far the worst thing is you go out to dinner or maybe you order food in, whatever, and then it's like 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock, and I know that that food is sitting in that refrigerator.
Yeah, that's hard.
I can't. There's nothing I could do.
That's hard.
There's nothing I do. I don't care if it's pizza. I don't care what kind of food it is. If I ate it 3 hours ago, and now it's 9 o'clock. I'm not even hungry.
You just want to eat
it's
it.
It's just there.
I do that with chips.
Do that with everything.
Like hot chips. No, I can't do that with everything. Like pizza is heavy, so I can only have a slice or half. Or like some things just don't sit well, so we shouldn't even keep them as leftovers, but we do. But chips, oh man, I go at it.
All of it.
I go at it.
Lakers are 15-7 in their last 22 games.
Does that feel weird? Does that like... Cause
it feels a lot better than the basketball I've seen being played.
Let me tell you something. Because if I said this, if I said, hey, Sacramento's 15-7 in their last 22, your initial reaction would be not watching Sacramento Kings games. All I know is that every time they play the Lakers, they beat them.
Right.
Right? And, okay, they got a couple really good players. They're young. They have an identity. Their identity is, we're going to put buckets on you, and we're going to run the pace, you know, all that stuff. My initial reaction would be, okay, so they're playing good basketball. Sacramento Kings are playing good basketball. I'm just using that as an example because it's kind of within where the Lakers are in the standings. But if I said the Lakers are 15-7 over their last 22, and you watched every game since February 1st, and you watched every game, part of me is like, they are? Like, that's part of my reaction. And some of it, I know what it is. Some of it, I know that they've basically been 9th or 10th in the standings.
All year. Yeah.
Right? Since the in-season tournament, 9th or 10th in the standings. They didn't move. They're still 9th or 10th. Now, if they were 15-7, and now you saw them at the number 5 seed or 6 seed, maybe there's something different there. But they had a really, really favorable... They basically stayed in Los Angeles. They stayed in the state of California for 30 days. The only road trip that they had were Clipper home games and the Sacramento Kings, that one road game that they have. They've been here almost for an entire month, 30 days. There are times where they give up 146 points or 145 points and you're scratching your head. There's times where the games they need the most, two against Sacramento, one against Golden State, they lose. They lose to Denver, but then they'll beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Clippers, they'll come back from 20 down. There's, you know, a random game. They go to overtime against the Washington Wizards. They're winning games, but they're still, I don't know if we've identified, oh, they have turned a corner because of this.
There's the eye test, right? Malcolm Gladwell is a multimillionaire because he wrote a book called Blink, among others. But it's about that first reaction. It's usually right. Even if there's a lot of evidence to the contrary, right? That first thing that you look at, you're like, yeah, that's not right. Why? I can't even tell you why, but I'm just, there's something about that. And it's hard to kind of go past that initial reaction. When you watch the Lakers play, not you, the royal we, right? When we watch the Lakers play, you're like, yeah, they're not great. Do they stink? No, they don't stink. But are they good? No. Have they won some games? Yeah. Are they weird? Heck yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Right? They like you mentioned, the big comeback against the Clippers. Well, that was kind of one of those. Yeah, that'll happen once in 100 years. They had a dogfight against the Bullets who stink, or the Wizards, or, you know, that's a mess. The games that were like, hey, this is a big one against Sacramento, they get slapped, right? Hey, this is a big one against Golden State. They lose, right? The ones that you're like, hey, this is kind of important, it's like, nah, they didn't look very good. And the ones that they're winning, but it doesn't look like they're playing great. Everything that they do looks hard, right? Like, even when they win, it's like, man, that last night, right? They scored 150 points and had a nail biter.
Yeah.
You score 150, you should win by 30. They scored 150 and had a nail biter. It's the eye test, the smell test, whatever it is.
Good way to
they're
put it.
Winning, yeah. But it's like, yeah, I don't know, man. And then put that together with what you're talking about, where they've been 8th, 9th, or 10th virtually the entire season. You know what you are if you're 8th, 9th, or 10th over the course of 5 months of a
probably
6-month season?
8th, 9th, or 10th best team in the West.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Are they good? They're okay. Are they bad? No. Are they going to go on a run? No. You know, I mean, I get it. Could it happen? Sure. Is it?
Everything's
almost
gotta
assuredly
go perfect.
Not.
Yeah, everything's got to go perfect. That's going to happen.
They scored 150 points last night and barely won. That's not a great recipe.
T.J. McConnell over there. I like throwing out random names.
I get it. T.J. is a problematic
They're
player.
They're like the, you said your dad used to cut the grass, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever, did they make you do that as a chore growing up?
I wouldn't get my hands on the lawnmower a lot, but we would do yard work as kids. Okay. Yeah, they would give us other assignments.
He didn't trust you.
No, my dad liked cutting the grass. Like, it was something he liked doing.
If you remember back in the day, anytime starting a lawnmower, right? And you would first have to hit that pump, whatever the hell that did. And then you would pull the string and that kind of get the engine going. Well, there are plenty of times like you would pull it and it's nothing would happen. You'd get no noise. Or you'd get a little noise. Or you'd get that one where you hit it and it like sometimes I watch the Lakers. I'm like, which engine am I getting here? Am I getting the engine that's powerful or?
You have the engine that's been cutting the lawn for 20 years.
Cutting the grass for a long time.
And
are you getting a Pinto
and the blade's
or a
not quite as sharp as it used to be. One of the wheels kind of wobbles. It'll work. It'll cut the grass, but is it perfectly straight lines? Are you cutting designs in it the way that the Nuggets are mowing their lawn?
No, that ain't happening.
They got a new one. They got that zero-point turning Toro thing that goes around the flower bed. You didn't know I know this much about lawnmowers, did you?
They got like the Tesla version of a lawnmower. They don't have to do anything.
You not seen the Toro Slee? It's got zero-point turning race. It'll just turn in a circle. Like it's the most
have
amazing
I seen
thing
that
in the
commercial?
World. Probably. If you've watched TV in the last 20 years, you have.
Problem is it's like these 7-acre fields, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't need that much.
We don't have that.
Ipe likes to lie. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.